power of nature.
Each and every show here on America Tonight, right at the bat, we tee it up with talk radio news, the true insiders from, you know, really across the, I think across the United States. They got the buzz, the beat on everything, but especially in the Beltway. Ellen Ratner, the Grande Dame, as I like to call her, from Talk Radio News, joins us now. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
I'm doing great.
You know what? I saw a note. You sent me a note that the president was going to welcome the Crimson Tide to the White House, and I thought, I wonder if Ellen knows who the Crimson Tide is. Did you know?
You know something? I was going to look it up before I even sent it to you. I have no idea who they are. Basketball, baseball, what are they?
College football. They're the champs.
College football?
Yes. And here's an interesting fact that you'll enjoy this. They get a trophy that's a Waterford Crystal football-shaped thing, and maybe it was a couple of days ago, one of the fathers of one of the players accidentally knocked it over and broke it. It was worth like $32,000.
Oh, what's going to happen?
They're going to get a replacement. He doesn't have to pay.
Oh, my
brutal.
Gosh.
I know. I'd have a heart attack if I did that. I'd keep my elbows in so I don't knock into anything. So, speaking of knocking into things, he's bumping into a lot of endorsements. Mitt Romney picks up another one, right?
Yes. He got the governor of Indiana, Mitch Daniels. So, that's his big one.
Yeah, that is a bit. He's, now it's just, it's like dominoes, right? Everybody's going to fall in line. Is that how it works?
Yeah. Everybody except the Newtster and Mr. Santorum. They're not going to fall in line.
Yeah.
But I don't know how. Santorum wiped everything from his website that was anti-Romney, but he has not endorsed him.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't look for that to happen anytime soon.
Right.
It's interesting, the big buzz, of course, across the country, that's why I said you have a beat on everything that's going on, and certainly callers to the show are shocked about what happened with the GSA, but we move beyond that, and then we get into the Secret Service and the sex scandal. Now I guess you had a couple of them that already quit, a couple of agents already quit. Do you think pretty much anyone involved in this is done?
Oh, like beyond done.
I love that. Beyond done.
Stick a fork in it.
You've covered Washington for a long time. You don't really hear much about the Secret Service. Listen, I know a couple guys, and they're big partiers. They like to drink, but all this kind of stuff has never come to light. So in the time that you've covered Washington, you haven't seen anything like this, have you?
I mean, it depends. I haven't seen anything with the Secret Service. I mean, there's certainly been some scandals.
Oh, yeah.
We had, who's that senator from Oregon that kept his diaries? Oh, my gosh. It wasn't Mark Hatfield. I forget who it was. I actually found them because I saved them. They were printed by the government printing office.
Oh, that's so bad. Oh, but nothing like a good scandal to come out of D.C.
Nothing like a good scandal, and we have them regularly. There's actually somebody who does a scandal tour in Washington.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that would be fun to take that. So remember, if you're listening to us, you can take the scandal tour. Look it up. Hey, Supreme Court decisions. Everybody forgets the Supreme Court obviously is still in session, and there's some other things going on. Anything major that would be worth noting?
Well, run that question through again.
The Supreme Court, everyone's
Supreme
looking at health care.
Yeah. Couple quick things on that one. One is that there is this whole issue of originally the Supreme Court said that somebody could not be sued if they used a generic drug. They couldn't, you couldn't sue the generic drug maker for a problem because they were just following the original patent. Well, now what they want to do is go back and make a law that says that if there's updates basically to how a medicine has been shown to be used, let's look at antidepressants and kids, that you can change the label. This, therefore, it would allow the individual drug maker to be sued. 75% of drugs prescribed are generic in this country.
Yeah.
They also came up with something on patents. And basically the situation with patents are that now a judge taking a look at it, and this is actually going to go before the Supreme Court because it was done on a lower court, can then look at other evidence having to deal with patents if somebody sues for that. There's a sort of a lot of basic questions about how there are sort of fine points of the law. No biggies.
Yeah, no biggies. All right, so there one last thing, and we could talk all night long. Of course, there's so many things happening in Washington, but Biden took this up in the 90s, and it's the Violence Against Women Act. He had something out at the White House about this. This is big, money to pay for investigations, all that kind of stuff, right?
Yes, and basically the Democrats want to extend the Violence Against Women Act to refer to violence against men because some men are abused, and have domestic violence against them. They want to extend it to gay men, to gay and lesbians and transgender people. And they also want to include some verbal abuse. And the Republicans are objecting wildly to that. But we know that when people are abused verbally, it often cascades into physical violence.
Yeah, absolutely. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again.
You got it.
Thanks, Ellen.
Sorry, I just didn't.
All right. No reason to be sorry. She did a great job. Ellen Ratner joins us every couple of weeks. Sometimes we might get her 2 days in a row, but she's a world traveler. Many of you might recall on this show, probably about a month ago, we talked to her from the Antarctic. No joke. The Antarctic. The lady travels all over the place. I cannot say that I've been to the Antarctic, and she had an encounter with the penguins. Seemed very, very cool to me. So this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk more about the Secret Service agents that now are forced out. One of the hookers spoke out and said that the John, which was the agent, didn't want to pay full freight, wanted to pay like $30. That was a big, 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 big interview in the New York Times, so I'll go over the highlights of that with you, some of the nasty details. Plus, other odds and ends include a legend dying at age 82, somebody that, whether you knew much about his history or not, I guarantee that 95% at least of this audience would know the name. His initials are DC. Think of New Year's Eve. Think of early rock and roll. Yeah, I'm not giving away too many hints, but I'm going to tell you about him coming up in our next segment here on ATN. Also, at the end of the hour, if you struggle, and I know I've been through this period in my life, if you struggle with sleeping, I mean, how many people have insomnia at times, sleep apnea, or just flat out have problems waking up in the middle of the night, or you have the weird shift thing like so many of us? I actually think, I mean, here's a great question, because I'm sure so many of you have worked different hours. What's the hardest thing to do? Is it harder to wake up at like 3 in the morning and then have to go to whatever it is that you're going to? Or is it harder to go to bed at like 3, 4, or 5 in the morning and be like a vampire? Draw all the shades. Make sure you've got a chill in the air and nobody's bugging you so you can get some shut-eye. I think it's actually harder to wake up in the middle of the night. Anyway, we're going to be talking with Dr. Joe from Philly about sleep problems. That's at the tail end of this hour. Hang with us. Dick Clark, he died. 82, details next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The voice of Dick Clark, forever and a day. Dick Clark was New Year's Eve, baby. Can you remember when you were a kid, you were in your jammies trying to stay up late, doing that negotiating with the parental units, right? And sometimes you lost, sometimes you won, but I always knew it was a new year when we heard Dick Clark's voice and the ball dropping down on Times Square. Once in my life, I've been to Times Square to see that because it's just a mass of humanity. It's very cool to do it at least once. But I always, at some point in my life, saw Dick Clark, whether as a kid, as an adult, whatever, because somebody described him as like the world's oldest teenager. And he had a stroke several years ago and still would make a little bit of an appearance on the New Year's program. Ryan Seacrest took over, but he still was part of it. He was a big chunk of it. And the guy had really an amazing career. Dead at the age of 82, but had an impact on the music world. You know, now we talk about where music has gone. A lot of you, just like me, walk around with what device? The iPod. Where are you getting your music? On my phone. I download songs and I listen on my phone. But it used to be, it seems like 100 years ago, it used to be the old thing of spinning the vinyl and listening to the radio for music that way. And still people are listening to the radio. It's just you have Den and Dex or you've got things, music that's loaded onto the computer, really. That's how it's done now. Dick Clark was the all-time biggest DJ, but a stroke forced him to cut back on his on-camera work in, I guess 2004. They called it a mild stroke. He announced that he had type 2 diabetes, so he started giving up the hosting duties for the New York the New Year's, rather, Rockin' Eve is the special that they called. That's what they called it. And then he returned as a co-host with Ryan Seacrest in 2005. I mean, he's an icon in the broadcast world, long-time host, very influential with a thing called American Bandstand, which started in Philadelphia, then ultimately moved out to Los Angeles. But this shows you how far back he goes. He did American Bandstand in Philly in 1956 is when that started. So Dick Clark, dead at the age of 82. He died of a heart attack. He was at Santa Monica Hospital, according to the people around him. That's what happened, and he would just, people just wanted to see him, so he would, you know, wrestle with continuing to appear on the show or not, but so many people wanted him to do it that he would make some sort of an appearance. So now it seems that the baton has been actually passed to Regis Philbin. And here's what Regis Philbin had to say about filling Dick Clark's shoes on New Year's Eve.
Dick became a legend on New Year's Eve. And to tell them that he wasn't feeling that well and that I was just pinching this one year, well, I mean, I was thrilled to get the job. I was sorry that he couldn't be there, and I wondered what the reaction was going to be. But I just kept saying, Dick is back next year, believe me. But that was a thrill for me, and I'll never forget that.
Yeah, do you love that? So Philbin supposedly is going to make a little bit of an appearance. It's Ryan Seacrest's ultimate job. I mean, he's the guy. But I guess there may be other people that appear perhaps this year or whatever. And you heard him describing how big that was for him to solidly fill in the one time when he couldn't do it and how so many people wanted to know what was going on with him, why he wasn't there. So he started his career in 1929, and he was married three times, so he has a wife. He's survived by his wife, Carrie, and he's got two sons and a daughter. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall, and Hall of Fame, rather, as a non-performer in 1993. People forget about this, but he also hosted a bunch of television game shows, including the Pyramid Games shows, you know, the $20,000 Pyramid, and TV bloopers and practical jokes. He did that for a very, very long time. And to have that kind of longevity is just amazing. So this definitely would symbolize the end of an era. It's like I said, it seems as though Dick Clark has been around forever. 82 was his age, but boy, it sure seems like he was, it seems like he, even before that, Dick Clark was around. And he made those shows. He made the Bandstand show, he made the Pyramid show, and the whole funny video thing. Everything that he touched, he did a tremendous job with and had massive, massive success. So Dick Clark, dead at the age of 82. If you have a Dick Clark moment and you want to share it with us, I'd be curious. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I got a quick one for you before we dive in another direction. But we'll continue to talk about that throughout the show because I know a lot of you are big music fans. My mother, because I grew up in New York and then we moved to the Philadelphia area, but she was from Philly and South Jersey, her family. So American Bandstand, as I mentioned, was started originally in Philly. She danced on the show. They just wanted a whole bunch of kids, teenagers, to dance, and they'd have cameras while somebody was singing or the music was playing, what was the number one record, that kind of stuff. And she was kind of shy, but she was a model, very attractive, so they were always trying to push her in front of the camera. And she said it was fun, and she got to meet a lot of interesting people by just going there, and they all wanted to hang out, and ultimately they kept trying to get her to go on camera, and she did. She did do it, but it was like, she said it was just like a big, it was just a big dance, and you weren't thinking about all the other things. You were just there to hang out with Dick Clark and listen to the music. So he had a big hand in some of the things that shaped, I think, the music industry without a doubt. Definitely a pioneer, definitely goes down that way if you think about the fact that he got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Of course he did, because the early days, he was the one who helped to put rock and roll on the map when he could, by playing the music and having, you know, all the different guests on, the whole thing that he did. And Cop tells us that he was the first person he interviewed was Elvis. How about that? Elvis. That's pretty interesting. Any thoughts? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Yes, I know we have a new number. I'm going to slip in one more. Tank says, Dick Clark was the man. Doesn't matter if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, or beyond. How could you not know the name Dick Clark? Delaney, you are right. Absolutely. When you said 90, some people would have to be familiar with him. Yeah, you'd have to be. Because if you even were someplace where they were flipping around on New Year's Eve, you would hear his voice, and then the ball would drop. And he was really part of that whole thing. And if he hadn't had that stroke, I think he would have done it up until the day he passed away. And he tried to still make those appearances, even if it was just for a few minutes. I mentioned this at the top, that the big story is certainly with the government, besides the GSA, is this whole nonsense with the Secret Service prostitution scandal. And I think even dumber is the fact that an escort is saying that she was offered just $30 for her services. The New York Times is in Cartagena digging around, and they have the first interview with one of the women involved in this scandal that's really ripping up the Secret Service. The woman was a single mother, or is a single mother, from Colombia. She makes her living as a high-priced escort. And what happened was, she confronted the agent in the hotel room after he offered her $30 when she thought they had agreed that they were worth, so she's saying, 25 times that. So 25 times that. How about that? And the woman did say this. She did say that they were, what happened was that she was approached. How did this hookup happen? She was approached by a group of American men at a disco. These were allegedly the Secret Service guys and some of the military guys. And they, the men bought a bottle of Absolut vodka for the table, asked to sit down, and they never said they were with Obama. They were very discreet about what they did, but they asked for the services, went to the hotel room, and then the rest is history. But the dispute over the price escalated and went out into the hallway, all the yelling and screaming, and that's when all of this was uncovered, basically. Should have just paid the money. Oh, hang with us.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Her hair is hollow gold. Her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on.
The voice of Kim Carnes. That lady was on Dick Clark's show at one point in her career. He had a lot of different people on American Bandstand. Big time pop music on AV for the most part. And the trademark Rockin' Eve was a fixture of New Year's celebrations. I was going to say New York, and it is a fixture of New York, and ringing in the New Year's anyway. All the people gathered in Times Square, and like I said, I'll say it again and again and again. It doesn't matter, I think, how old you are. At some point, you've seen Dick Clark on the tube somewhere. Somehow, most likely, at least doing the New Year's Eve celebration thing. American Bandstand, though, really put him on the map because everybody showed up there. They wanted to be there. They wanted their records heard. They wanted people to talk about it. He started out, his real true first gig was as a DJ in Philly in 1952. He was spinning records, and he had a thing called Dick Clark's Caravan of Music, and then hosting the Bandstand thing became big. And everybody was there, Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Chuck Berry. And this man, Chubby Checker, here's what he had to say about Dick Clark.
We'll miss him, but we all are indebted to him because he did something that we all enjoy. All the disc jockeys, all the videos that you see, every one of the ones, Dick Clark, dancing, Dick Clark. If Elvis was the king of rock and roll, then Dick Clark is the king of all the disc jockeys, and he died today.
Yeah, he certainly did. Heart attack, and he had suffered a mild stroke, and I already said this, back in December of 2004. It was months after he figured out, found out, went to a doctor, found out that he had been diagnosed ultimately with type 2 diabetes. So the stroke really cut back a lot of his work, although he still would make appearances. Because he was so popular, they would be bombarded by mail begging Dick Clark to at least show up in some form on the show. And he did. He did make those little appearances. And he certainly helped build a lot of careers. He, without a doubt, the music that he played, moving up on the charts and all that sort of stuff, he really helped a lot of performers get introduced and have audiences grow and all that kind of stuff, to the point where, you know, as the music industry was growing, he was absolutely, absolutely one of the catalysts of that. I'm sure some of you have memories. I'm going to pound out the phone line again. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. It's interesting. Time Magazine every year does their 100 list of most influential people, you know, the top 100. And I am certain at some point Dick Clark made that list. He might have made the list more than once, maybe a couple of different times, because each year the criteria kind of changes a little bit. But he really truly was that breakthrough guy with the interviews, with the breaking people's careers, you know, breaking them in, with the innovative television, because he was smart enough to realize that he was onto something, and he knew he got the TV thing. So he started Dick Clark Productions, which is why the Pyramid Show and some of the other shows that he did, because he saw that there was definitely a lane there. So you'd have to say he was a pretty interesting entrepreneur. Let's say that he knew more than just music. He knew television and knew how to meld the two of those. All right, I'll make sure that we touch on a couple of other things, too. Like I said, if you wanted to send me, americatonight.net, your thoughts on Dick Clark, you can do that or call me as well, because I know there were a lot of people that were trying to get in. Feel free to do that, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Like I said, with Time Magazine putting out its 100 most influential people, it's interesting timing on that, because I know that he made it several times. I'll tell you, somebody who didn't make the list this time around, and that person would be the JetBlue pilot that now has had to use in the Insanity Defense. I'm sure you're not shocked by that, but remember the whole thing that's happened recently where we've had a couple of different incidents linked together, I guess in different ways, but seemingly in a row. And this JetBlue pilot was the guy who was arrested in Amarillo, Texas, because they had to put the plane down. This was a plane that was going from New York to Vegas. So, you know, people were antsy. They wanted to gamble. They're on the plane. And Clayton Osborne is his name. He had to be restrained. He left the cockpit. He was pretty erratic, and he was saying that the plane was going to crash. Here we go with the crash thing again. I guess because they know, whether it's the pilot or the flight attendants, that that's the one thing that will get people very jiggy. So he's charged with trying to knowingly and willingly interfere and attempt to interfere with the performance of the duties of a flight crew member and flight attendant. Basically, he's charged with screwing with people's minds when they're in flight and they just want to relax and not see the pilot or hear the pilot saying that the plane is going to go down. It was crazy. This happened at the end of March, and he was flying an Airbus A320, pretty decent sized plane, and that's when he told the co-pilot to take the controls and to work the radio, and he began talking about religion and making crazy incoherent statements and saying we're not going to Vegas and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and then just left the cockpit, and then the cat was out of the bag and something had to happen. So luckily the people on the plane held him down, because he even, you know, those the ties, he broke through the ties at one point and he banged on the door and all kinds of craziness. So the insanity defense probably is going to work for him here. As much as I hate it when people do the insanity plea, especially I'm thinking when there's a lot of people that are ultimately killed. In this case, luckily no one's killed. He just interfered with the flight and messed with people's lives by having to put the plane down and call people in to, you know, ultimately restrain him. So that's what he's guilty of. But insanity, so, you know, something obviously wasn't right with him. So his meltdown went to court, and I think obviously it was smart of the lawyer to plead insanity, because there, it has to be. That's all you can say. It would have to be something that went awry in his head for him to do that. And his background doesn't suggest anything like that would happen. In some of the things that I've seen, there's nothing there. There's nothing there to speak to that. So I think that was one of those. I think that was just one of those moments. All right. Speaking of one of those moments that is not career-ending, but rather scary as well. A medical emergency on Tuesday diverted the cruise ship that was retracing, remember, the path of the Titanic 100 years after it sunk, which people paid a fortune to be on the ship. So it had to turn around and head east to go to a nearby coast. And the crew of this MS Balmoral, which is hosting this crew, they're working with the Irish Coast Guard, apparently. They were working with the Irish Coast Guard to assist one of the passengers, and there wasn't much they could do there. But what they did is the boat ultimately left from Southampton, England, stopped at the Titanic's last port of call in Ireland, and then the sea was a little bit rough, and so passengers were getting seasick because of the rough seas, the 20-foot waves. And the cruise itinerary, part of that whole deal, was a memorial service in the spot where the Titanic sank 100 years ago before heading on to Nova Scotia and New York. And so the ship is on its journey now. The passenger was evacuated for treatment, and the timing, they said, wasn't affected by it. But they had to make this huge U-turn in the ocean to get to shore. So think about this. With all the things that you've read about cruise ships, you're in your room, you're on the deck, and the ship makes a severe U-turn. What are you thinking when that's happening? Oh, please, not the boat I'm on is what I'm thinking. The Titanic sunk, and we paid a lot of money to be on this ship. Maybe we made a mistake. Maybe we made a mistake. All that rocking and all that bumping and all the things that happen when you've got 20-foot swells and waves. You know, there's something about, I don't know, there's something very, I don't know, something very sad to me about commercially exploiting the Titanic in the first place. Maybe I have a thing about karma. Maybe there was a little bit of karma getting in the way here. A recreational cruise of the Titanic voyage. You hear what I said? Recreational cruise of the Titanic voyage. There's just something inherently wrong about that. If you can't sleep, we're going to introduce you to a doctor who says there is a new product he's endorsing that's come out that might solve that problem.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
I think a lot of people in this audience can relate to problems with sleeping, like shift work. A lot of you great shift workers in the third shift saying, you know, you get home and it's tough to go to sleep. Sometimes you find that you can't go to sleep till like 6 o'clock in the morning, even though you're off at 3 or 4 o'clock. Insomnia plagues a lot of people. A big thing in the past decade has been sleep apnea, where the breathing is terrible and snoring. A lot of times someone's snoring and they have big problems with this, and then it leads to being diagnosed with sleep apnea. There might be something, well, in fact, there is something new that's coming out that might be able to help you. Joining us on the show is Dr. Joseph Lieberman. He's a professor in family medicine from Philadelphia, so we like him already. Hey, Dr. Lieberman, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thank you, Kate. I'm delighted to be here.
Let's talk about sleeping disorders. I don't know what the number is, but you're the doctor. If you were taking a guess, what percentage of people do you think in this country suffer from some kind of sleep disorder?
Well, let me give you a little bit of a quick background on that, Kate, because I'm not a sleep specialist. I'm a family physician, as you know, I'm a professor of family medicine, but I also have a master's degree in public health, and I took an interest in sleep because it is so pervasive in our society, sleep disruptions and sleep disorders, and it transcends all disciplines. So I'm really happy to be able to represent the Purdue Pharmaceutical Company, who's retained me to answer questions about a new product they're bringing out, which might help some insomnia sufferers. Because, you know, Kate, 30% of our population, maybe as high as 35% of our population, has sleep problems or insomnia at some time in their life. But about 10% of our population has chronic insomnia, and those are the people that really suffer.
Yeah, no kidding, 10%. I'm not surprised the other number either is maybe 30, 35%. So what's this new prescription drug sleep aid that could help these people?
Well, this is a product that's known as Intermezzo. It's pronounced Intermezzo, although it's spelled Intermezzo, but it's Intermezzo. And it's a reformulation of a staple in the industry, Ambien. I'm sure you're familiar with Ambien and CR. Well, this product, Purdue Pharmaceuticals did was they took the Ambien molecule and reworked it with a delivery system that allows you to take this particular pill. If you wake up during the night from sleep and you can't get back to sleep, you take this pill, you put it under your tongue, and it dissolves under your tongue, and it assists you in getting back to sleep. But it's different from Ambien in this delivery system. Ambien is an agent that works for the full duration of the night. It's supposed to work for the full 8 hours. This you take, and if you have 4 hours of sleep time remaining, you can safely take this.
Oh, yeah, that's a big thing with Ambien. People that struggle with sleep, as we're just talking about, take Ambien, and then it knocks them out, which is, I guess, what you theoretically want. But the problem is the hours and waking up in the middle of the night. So that sounds interesting to me, that because there's so – and it's a lower dose, obviously. So that's how you're able to do that. And I'm sure that'll help a lot of people. Yeah, it's the delivery system. Yeah.
It's the delivery system that makes it unique and different. But you don't take this if you've already taken an Ambien. That's not a good idea.
Yeah, I'm glad you specified that. We don't want to tell people to do that, doctor. That'd be brutal. Hey, what about jet lag? Like, I just had some friends that had an incredibly long flight to London. And so once they got there, they said it was terrible. It was like their skin was like, what did they say? It was like, paper, you know, the rubbing paper. I can't think of the name of it. But where your skin is just so hard, and they said it was awful.
Yeah, and jet lag seems to be, as you get older, it gets worse. And it seems to be more pronounced if you're going west to east. But this is not a product for jet lag. This is a product for people who wake up after they've gone to sleep, and then they can't get back to sleep, but they still have another 4 or 5 hours of bedtime. I'm sure you've had the experience, Kate, of waking up in the middle of the night and not being able to get back to sleep. I think everybody has. We don't have it often. But I think most of us had it, and you know how lousy you feel the next day. At least I know how lousy I feel the next day.
Yeah.
So can you imagine people who have this problem 4 or 5 nights of the week?
Oh, I don't know how they go to work.
Well, what they're doing, Kate, unfortunately, is they're taking an Ambien every night because they don't know what nights they're going to have this problem. So they wind up taking a sleeping pill every night. That's not good for you. So we have this option for them, which they could take just as they need it. So maybe they have this problem 3 nights of the week when they're only taking medicine in the middle of the night 3 nights of the week as opposed to taking a sleeping pill every night. So it's going to save a lot of people an awful lot of difficulty which can arise from taking sleeping pills every night.
Yeah. Do you think sleep apnea is on the rise? You heard me say that I think in the last decade has become so prevalent. Am I pretty right about that?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's on the rise or we're just getting better at diagnosing it. People are getting sensitized to it. I know I hear the complaint of sleep apnea most commonly not from the patient but from the bed partner. I'll have the bed partner say, you know, his snoring is so loud, I have to go to another room. And when I hear that, and of course, frequently the bed partner sits there very sheepishly and says, yeah, she says I snore. Like, well, yeah, I think if she says you snore, you probably do. So I pay attention to that because I then ask the other questions. How do you feel in the morning? Are you feeling refreshed? And generally they don't if they have sleep apnea. I also say, do you have a headache in the morning? They say, yeah, they frequently do. So there are other symptoms in addition to the snoring. But usually the snoring is a tip-off, and it's kind of world-class snoring. And then if somebody observes that people stop breathing as part of that process, they'll stop breathing for 10, 15, 20, 30 seconds. They have these episodes where they just don't breathe at all. That's dangerous. And so that's the kind of sleep apnea that we really have to aggressively treat, or it can lead to all kinds of problems.
Yeah, is some of that because of weight? If you're severely overweight, does that give you more of a chance to get sleep apnea?
Yeah, obesity certainly predisposes you to sleep apnea, yes.
Yeah, I just noticed that. I've noticed people that when they've lost weight, a lot of that snoring goes away and some of their problems go away, so I would assume that that's part of it.
There are a whole variety of different interventions you can use for sleep apnea, up to and including CPAP, the positive pressure breathing. There's some surgeries that are occasionally recommended. Probably the most innocuous is a dental process, which a certified dentist can create for you that can provide you with a jaw thrust so that you don't tend to block the airway. But that's not what Intermezzo is all about. Intermezzo is not a treatment for sleep apnea. It's a looking for, middle of the night awakening. Yeah.
Yeah, when you're stuck, and that happens to certainly happens to a lot of shift workers, as I was mentioning, a lot of people that listen to America Tonight. Or I used to do I was a television anchor woman. I had to get up in the middle of the night to do a morning show.
You had the morning show?
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Yeah,
I can see why you're doing this, Kate.
Yeah, the morning show, and the morning show, of course, it's a great spot to be in, but the problem is you have the weirdest sleep patterns because you have to go to bed. You can't do it. You have to go to bed so crazy early, it doesn't really work. You toss and turn, and then you're getting up at, you know, 3 o'clock or 2:30, maybe if you're lucky, 3:30, but it's weird because it's right dead in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Well, you know, about 20 to 25% of our workforce works shifts. That's a lot of people who are working nights and then trying to maintain a social life during the day or on the weekend or raise families or go to the kids' games and do all the things that people like to do after they've been working at night.
Yeah, tough stuff. Dr. Joseph Lieberman, thanks so much for coming on the show. I got to ask you another question. Are you a Phillies fan?
Yes. Yeah, I was born and raised in Allentown. I went to medical school in Philly.
Oh, go Phillies. They're my favorite team. I got everybody across America trying to root for my Phillies.
Okay, you keep up that good work, Kate. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Dr. Joe. All right, so you could hear we were talking about various things that affect so many of us that have these strange sleep patterns. I mean, who doesn't have a crazy upside-down world now where they're not so stressed or working too many jobs or working weird hours? I think the lack of sleep and the weird hours is the thing that just really pounds people into the ground. And I call it short fuse disease. I can always tell when someone hasn't had enough sleep because they're just waiting. They're waiting for someone to step on them so that they can get into it with them. And sleeping problems that we just mentioned there, the sleep apnea and the insomnia, sleep, good old-fashioned sleep deprivation. You know, that whole restless leg syndrome is part of that. And, of course, snoring the worst. Oh, I'll cop to this. My husband, sometimes his snoring, and he's in decent, he's in good shape. Sometimes his snoring could blow, I'm serious, the roof off the top of our house. Well, that's when the dog and I just sleep in another room. You have to make a decision here. Which is it going to be? Are we going to get some rest this time around, or are we going to suffer through it? Except for if you fall asleep, if you're with somebody who snores, if you fall asleep first, then you're okay. If not, that's when it's tough because you're crawling into a bed where somebody's already snoring. Good luck trying to go to sleep then. Hey, any thoughts on the show? Send them to me at americatonight.net.